This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Grounded stillness as an authority signal, the body language of women who lead without backlash. How to use stillness and presence to command respect without triggering resistance. In short, grounded stillness body language is the most misunderstood authority signal available to women in leadership. Most people think authority is built by taking up more space or projecting more force. It is not. Stillness reads as confidence. Movement reads as anxiety. The aggression penalty punishes women for dominant posture. Grounded stillness sidesteps it entirely. You can prepare this skill before every high-stakes meeting. Not just hope it shows up. Definition: grounded stillness body language is the deliberate use of physical composure, stable posture, controlled gestures, and level gaze to signal authority without aggression. It allows a person to project calm confidence and command attention while avoiding the defensive reactions that overtly dominant physical displays can trigger. She had done everything right. Her data was solid. Her argument was clear. She had rehearsed the words a dozen times. Then she walked into the room. And the moment she started speaking, the shifting began, one hand reaching for her hair, her weight rocking from one foot to the other, her eyes flicking toward the most senior person in the room every time she made a point. The words said, "I'm confident in this decision." The body said something else entirely. Grounded stillness body language is one of the most powerful tools a leader can carry, and one of the least taught. Women face a specific double pressure here. Assertive body language that works for men can trigger the aggression penalty for women, leading to backlash rather than respect. The answer is not to make yourself smaller. The answer is to become genuinely still. In Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time for Women, I introduce grounded stillness as a named concept within the Master Preparation Framework. It is a physical counterpart to everything else you prepare. You can have the perfect script and lose the room before you finish the first sentence because your body is broadcasting a different message. This article teaches you exactly what to do. Why grounded stillness is harder than it sounds. The difficulty is not physical. It is neurological. When you walk into a high-pressure conversation, your nervous system reads the room as a threat. Your body wants to move. Fidgeting, shifting, over-gesturing. These are not bad habits. They're your stress response looking for an exit. The problem is that every unnecessary movement signals anxiety to the people watching you, and anxious leaders do not inspire confidence. Nonverbal communication in tense situations operates on a simple principle: the room trusts your body over your words. When the two conflict, the body wins every time. For women, there is a second layer of difficulty. The conventional advice, take up more space, plant your feet wide, lean forward, can backfire. I have watched capable women follow that advice and trigger exactly the resistance it was supposed to prevent. The perception gap widens the moment the room reads physical dominance as aggression rather than authority. Grounded stillness is specifically designed to carry weight without carrying threat. What has to be true before you walk in? The process below will not work if you skip this step. Grounded stillness under pressure requires preparation, not improvisation. You need to know, going in, what you're trying to achieve. Not just the content of the conversation, but its purpose. Are you directing, informing, holding a line? Each has a slightly different physical posture. A woman holding a difficult position needs different stillness than a woman opening a brainstorming session. You also need a basic physical reset. I'm talking about 3 to 5 minutes before you enter the room. Not a power pose. A grounding practice: standing normally, breathing into your belly, releasing tension from your shoulders and jaw. The 3-second pause technique is the in-conversation version of this. Pre-meeting, you need a longer version of the same thing. If you walk in already tight, already anticipating challenge, already braced, your body will show it before you say a word. The 6-step process for grounded stillness. Step 1. Set your base. Before anything else, set your feet. Place them directly under your hips, weight distributed evenly. Not wide, not narrow. This is not a power stance. It is a stable one. You are not claiming territory. You are declaring that you are not going anywhere. This matters more than it sounds. A person who shifts weight is a person whose resolve is in question. A person whose feet do not move signals that their position does not move either. Try it now, standing where you are. Notice how different it feels from your habitual stance. Step 2. Free your hands. Your hands will betray you if you do not give them a job. The job is rest. Hands loose at your sides, or one hand resting lightly on the table if you are seated. Nothing crossed, nothing gripped, nothing fidgeting with a pen or phone. The anxiety bias I describe in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time for Women means that women under pressure often visualize the worst outcome and start physically bracing for it before the conversation has even begun. Crossed arms and gripped objects are physical bracing. They read as defensiveness, not authority. When you gesture, make it deliberate and return your hands to rest immediately after. One gesture that lands is more powerful than five gestures that blur together. Step 3. Level your gaze. Not a stare. A steady, present, direct look. The distinction matters. Staring is a challenge. A level gaze is an invitation to be taken seriously. Look at the person speaking. Hold the eye contact slightly longer than feels comfortable, then move naturally. When you are the one speaking, keep your gaze on the person you are addressing, not on the ceiling, not on your notes, not toward the most senior person in the room for reassurance. That last habit is one of the most common I see. Looking for the approval of the high status person in the room signals that their opinion determines your confidence. Grounded stillness means your confidence is not up for a vote. Step 4. Slow your breath, then your speech. Breath and speech pace are directly linked. When you are nervous, you breathe shallowly and speak quickly. Both signal anxiety. Both undermine authority. Take one deliberate breath before you start speaking. Then speak at perhaps 70% of the pace that feels natural. This is connected to the physical stillness of the rest of your body's slow movement, slow breath, measured pace. The room experiences this as composure. Composure reads as confidence. This is also the physical foundation for the core framework for staying grounded during difficult conversations. The framework works at the cognitive level. The breath is what makes the body available for it. Step 5. Hold the pause. This is where most people collapse. There is a silence in the room. Someone challenges your position. The instinct is to fill the space immediately, to overexplain, to soften, to move. Do not. A 3-second pause before responding is not hesitation. It signals that you are considering, not reacting. It places the burden of the silence on the room, not on you. If you find this difficult under pressure, read how the 3-second pause stops tension escalation for a full treatment of this skill. Practice holding 3 seconds of stillness without touching your face, adjusting your clothing, or shifting your weight. That is the physical form of holding the pause. Step 6. Exit with the same stillness. How you leave the room matters as much as how you entered it. When the conversation ends, do not rush to gather your things, break eye contact abruptly, or allow your body to exhale visibly with relief. Close the conversation deliberately. Acknowledge what was agreed. Then collect your materials calmly. Walk out at a normal pace. The authority of everything you did in the room can be undone in the 10 seconds it takes you to leave it. Adapting grounded stillness for remote and hybrid settings. The principles do not change on a screen. What changes is the frame. On a video call, the camera sees from your shoulders up. That makes your face, your stillness in the upper body, and your eye line the entire performance. Looking directly into the camera lens when you are making your key points is the remote equivalent of direct eye contact. Most people look at the faces on screen instead. The room reads this as slightly evasive. Keep your camera at eye level. Set your chin level. Resist the pull to lean forward toward the screen when making a serious point. It reads on camera as crowding. Grounded stillness on video means a still upper body, steady breath, and deliberate framing of your physical space so that what the camera sees matches what you intend to project. For written guidance on managing the emotional dimension that underlies these moments, the Amygdala Hijack article explains why your body reacts as it does under high-stakes pressure. Understanding the mechanism helps you interrupt it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What people get wrong. The mistake: trying to project confidence through expansion, wide stances, large gestures, leaning aggressively forward. Why it happens. Most leadership body language advice is built on research about men. The aggression penalty means the same signals read differently on women. What to do instead? Trade expansion for stillness. Your authority comes from not moving, not from taking up more territory. The mistake. Nodding continuously while others speak. Why it happens? It feels like active listening and agreement. It is good communication instinct turned into a nervous habit. What to do instead? Nod once, deliberately, when you have genuinely received a point. Then stop. Continuous nodding reads as deference, not engagement. The mistake. Hedging through the body while being direct with words. Why it happens? The hedging habit I describe in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time for Women operates in language, but it has a physical version: breaking eye contact, tilting the head, raising the pitch of your voice at the end of a statement. What to do instead? When you make a statement, keep your chin level, hold the gaze, and let your voice drop slightly at the end rather than rise. Your body should agree with your words. The mistake. Releasing the stillness the moment someone pushes back. Why it happens? Pushback triggers the threat response. The body moves before the mind decides to. What to do instead? Prepare specifically for the moment of challenge. Know that it is coming, and rehearse holding your physical composure through it. This is where the SPVI method for addressing tension-causing behavior gives you the verbal framework to match your physical composure with a structured response. Your pre-meeting grounded stillness checklist. Use this before any high-stakes conversation, presentation, or difficult meeting. It takes under 5 minutes. Number 1. Stand in your normal stance and adjust your feet to sit directly under your hips. Number 2. Roll your shoulders back once and let them drop naturally. Do not hold the position. Number 3. Take 3 slow breaths into your belly, exhaling fully each time. Number 4. Release your jaw. Release your hands. Let them hang loose at your sides. Number 5. Set your chin level in a mirror or reflective surface and hold it there for 30 seconds. Number 6. Name the purpose of the conversation in one sentence. What are you there to achieve? Number 7. Anticipate the one moment most likely to trigger your nervous energy and decide how you will physically hold stillness through it. If you want the full master preparation framework that surrounds this checklist, including mental preparation, anticipating bias reactions, structuring your argument, managing time, engaging under pressure, and reflecting afterward, it is outlined in full in Say It Right Every Time for Women. When giving corrective feedback, your body is half the message. The body language of leadership is not only about how you hold yourself in front of a group. It applies just as directly to one-on-one conversations, particularly when you're delivering feedback or addressing difficult behavior. When your body is calm and still during a feedback conversation, you give that other person room to hear you. When your posture is tight, when you lean in with tension, when your hands grip the desk, the person across from you reads threat before they process content. Everything that follows becomes harder. For those conversations, the SBI method for reducing tension when giving corrective feedback gives you the verbal structure. Grounded stillness is what makes the physical delivery match the intent. Pair the framework with the body language and the feedback lands. Deliver the same framework with a tense, closed, or aggressive physical presence, and the other person defends before you finish the situation statement. The roots hold when the storm comes. Here is the truth of it. Every woman I have worked with who mastered this skill arrived at the same conclusion: grounded stillness body language is not about performance. It is about preparation so thorough that calm becomes your genuine state, not an act. The perception gap does not disappear, as I note in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time for Women. The room will still carry its assumptions. What changes is that you stop feeding those assumptions with unintentional signals. You stop confirming the bias with your body before your words have a chance to challenge it. For the deeper dimension of how composure operates in a crisis, the article on leadership voice during crisis covers the parallel work you do with your voice when stakes are at their highest. An oak tree does not strain to look strong. It is strong because its roots go deep. Your grounded stillness body language works the same way. Build it in practice. Trust it in pressure. It will hold. Frequently asked questions. What is grounded stillness body language? Grounded stillness body language is the practice of using deliberate physical composure, including stable posture, controlled gestures, and level eye contact to signal authority without aggression. It is the physical equivalent of a calm, steady voice. It communicates confidence without triggering a defensive response. How does grounded stillness help women avoid leadership backlash? Grounded stillness avoids the aggression penalty by replacing dominant or tense physical signals with composed, intentional ones. It communicates authority through stillness and directness rather than force, which reduces the social friction that assertive body language can trigger for women in leadership positions. What body language signals undermine a woman's authority at work? Nervous gestures such as hair touching, object fidgeting, and weight shifting undermine authority by broadcasting anxiety. Excessive nodding signals deference, and collapsing posture reads as submission. These signals contradict a leader's words, causing others to trust the body over the voice. Can you practice grounded stillness body language before a meeting? Yes, and you should. A short pre-meeting practice of 3 to 5 minutes, standing in your natural stance, settling your breath, placing your feet evenly, and relaxing your hands, builds physical muscle memory so the stillness feels natural rather than forced when the moment arrives. How is grounded stillness body language different from power posing? Power posing involves expanding your physical space aggressively, wide stances, and raised arms, which can trigger the aggression penalty for women. Grounded stillness works differently. It signals authority through deliberate composure and restraint, not territorial expansion, making it more sustainable and less likely to provoke a backlash reaction. What is the aggression penalty in body language for women? The aggression penalty is the social cost women face when their physical presence reads as too dominant or forceful. Where the same posture might earn a man respect, it can trigger resentment or dismissal in women. Grounded stillness body language is specifically designed to carry authority without crossing that line. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.